Thank you for holding. Is this Josh?
Yes.
Hey, Josh. My name's John. I'm the director here at Local Splash. How you doing?
Good, yeah?
I'm doing well. I'm doing well. It's been a pretty busy morning so far. We're only about 30 minutes into the day. We're California-based. We're right next to Google. So it's only 7:30.
Yeah.
This spot only opened up like 28 minutes ago, basically. I understand that you were having a brief conversation with my representative, Tara, about putting your company on the first page of the Google search results for your area. But did she do a good job explaining everything? Or did you have any, like,
questions? No, I'm just more or less interested in the pricing. And, I mean, I got to talk to my business partner and everything after that and see about it. But, yeah, I'm interested in the pricing and everything.
Okay. Well, I want to let you know, the major benefit to you is that we even have a position available right now. You'll notice if you Google any of your services, there's a map that pops up, and then there's only three top recommended options on the first page. We only have one listing available within our company. So once we fill that spot, we're closing it out. We can't work with anybody else in the area that provides the same services. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Yeah. So, I mean, do you think this is something that your partner is going to be opposed to you doing? I mean, everybody uses Google.
Yeah, well, we just signed up. The only reason that he probably wouldn't be is because we just signed up for multiple websites. I probably spent about $1,000 in the past 3 days signing up on different websites.
Jeez, where are you spending your marketing budget if it's not on Google? I'm so confused.
No, well, I did Angie Leads, and then I just hired a whole nother person because I'm not good with technology, so I just hired this guy to literally take care of everything that's online and, like, take care of Angie Leads for me and anything else that revolves around, like, the internet. I was having him take care of it.
Yeah, well, he's probably going to go out there and try to find a Google partner company like us to basically handle it and sit back and collect what's left over. Unfortunately. So just to kind of put things into perspective, if you look up Dex, Hamilton, New Jersey right now, there's the three guys, right? So you got EJT, Customer Exteriors. There was previously JNC Construction. And then there's All Vinyl Fencing. Have you heard of any of those guys, EJT or All Vinyl?
No, not really.
Okay. But what I'm pointing out is just underneath those guys, there's a Home Advisor by Angie's List or Angie's Leads campaign. Mm-hmm. One of them has 15 of you and the other one has 10 of you. So there's a total of 25 people that are on those directories because Home Advisor bought Angie's List in 2016. So they're basically the same company, right? They're both advertising on the first page of Google. Why would they do that?
To get leads.
Your leads are coming from people who are searching on Google. The Home Advisor and Angie's List program tells them they can get multiple quotes for no charge to them, right? But it's a charge to you. You pay per lead. So when the customer fills that out, they sell that lead to about four or five of you, charge all of you, one of you gets the job. The rest of you just get a bill, right?
Yeah.
So, exactly. So if we list you independently with this spot that we have available, that doesn't happen anymore. Customers can call you directly as a live call. You'll notice with that system, customers aren't calling you, right? They're sending you a lead and you're calling the customer.
Yeah.
Right. So this will make it so the customers are calling you off the first page because you're the top recommended option, even showing up above the Home Advisor and Angie's List listing. And you don't have to pay per lead or click or call. There is a flat monthly rate. It's $249. But the customers all, like I said, they call you directly so you know what you're spending each month. You don't have any surprises, and you don't have to deal with the saturation of the lead going to four or five other contractors that you got to compete or bid against. Okay. Now, aside from just that, I mean, just the Google listing alone will outperform Home Advisor by Angie's List, right? We put you on Bing, and then we handle your complete online business profile. That's why I was saying you might have hired that guy a little too soon, because we do the popular directory submission. So you're on Yelp, you're on Yellow Pages, you're on Thumbtack, you're on Merchant Circle, you're on Manta, you're on the Amazon Alexa voice search results. You have a Facebook ad, so you have a Facebook business page built, hosted, posted on bi-weekly by us, and then obviously an ad running on Facebook as well. All in that $249 pricing structure, and we're building your .com website in that pricing structure as well, and attaching it to those listings and supplying them with the most up-to-date information in real time about your business. We also generate new reviews for you by requesting reviews from past clients. We also do review monitoring. If you get bad reviews, we get an opportunity to dispute those reviews before they're actually published, so that way you keep as close to a 5-star rating as possible. So it's really a true, like, A to Z marketing campaign. You wouldn't need to have a guy in-house paying him hourly $2,500 or $3,000 a month when you could say $249 to a Google partner that does this on a broad scale all across the United States. You know, it'll save you money, not just from him, but whatever you're paying on a per lead basis with Home Advisor by Angie's. That system's going to charge you about $30 to $40 per lead. You know, if you're getting 10 leads a month, you're already spending $300, $400 that month. Whereas $249 would have took care of the Google listing and all the other online listings, as well as your .com website. So it's more cost efficient and just better volume of higher quality leads all around.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, does that make sense?
You guys definitely do a lot of marketing. Yeah, no, you guys definitely do a lot of marketing.
Yeah, we're a premier Google partner. So, you know, we've been in business since 2004. We partnered with Google in 2016. But Google started this program for business owners like you so that that way they could still be successful online, even if they don't have a marketing degree or a marketing guy in-house, you know. That's where 85% of Google's income comes from, actually, is helping small to medium-sized businesses like yourself market and generate customers online.
Okay. Yeah.
Our services are month-to-month. That's why I was saying, do you think your partner would be opposed to you giving it a shot if it's something that, you know, we'll be able to prove after 30 days?
Yeah, I mean, I'll try it.
Yeah, you'll love it. I don't think he'll be against it. Pretty much everybody uses Google, so it's like, how do you have a business in 2022 and not be on Google where people can find you, you know?
Yeah. He's old school. It's my dad, so he's like, he's 55 years old, so he's back to like Yellow Pages time.
Yeah. Don't do him like that. The reason I say that is because I'm 30, but my dad's 59. So he had me when he was 29, and he actually runs our tree service. So I have another company that I own outside of this, and he's kind of like the operating guy where I do all the marketing stuff for him. So I did have to do some convincing initially, because he just didn't want to answer all the phone calls. But I told him, I'm like, hey, that's overhead that we could be putting in our pocket if you just take some calls and then go out and oversee the job. And we have 6 employees underneath him, so it's not like he really has to get his hands dirty. He just has to talk to them and go seal the deal, you know, which even old guys are still capable of doing that. They can answer the phone.
Oh, absolutely. That's where they come in.
Talk, okay? Yeah. All right. So I'm going to create your Google business profile. Have you heard of that before?
No.
Okay. So you only got to do this one time for as long as you own your business, but we're verifying you as a legitimate company with Google. So this is what the customers are going to see on the first page of the search results. But even if you left us, like let's say 6 months, a year from now, hypothetically, I don't think you're going to leave, but if you left us, you'll still have all these reviews and everything that we're building for you. So you guys are still going to be in a lot better position than you are now, where people, even if they're looking up your business name right now, wouldn't even see you. They'd see that Home Advisor listing get turned into a lead and sold to you. So right now, this is going to create that Google business profile where, like I said, even if you left us, they'll still be able to Google you, call you directly, and you'll have all that credibility still built up, all those reviews and everything. We don't go delete it, right? So I have to verify some information. Basically, what they're going to do is they're going to ask, you know, your first name, last name, email address, primary line of contact, and then your business mailing address, because they're going to mail you a postcard called a PIN verification letter, just to verify that you're actually out in Hamilton. So what's the business street address that I could send that postcard to?
3504. Como Drive.
Oh, I found it. 808037.
8037. Yeah.
37. Okay. And then we're gonna develop the .com website for you. Do you have a logo or like pictures of work that you've done in the past?
Yeah, I have pictures. I have like business cards. I like with a logo on it.
Okay. I know you say you're not tech savvy, right? So I'm gonna do two things right now. One, I'm gonna give you my direct number and extension. I'll be your account lead, like your direct point guy, basically. If you want something done quickly, or if you need it explained a little bit better, and then also I'm gonna send you this email address. It's photos@localsplash.com. Do you think you'd be able to email us that logo and some photos for your website?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. We'll purchase the domain and develop all the content and everything, and we'll provide hosting, so any changes you want to make are free while you're using our services. But I do need like a starting point, and obviously there's copyright laws, so I can't just take random photos and post the logo up there without getting proof of consent from you that represents your business. And then Josh is short for Joshua, obviously, right?
Yes.
Yeah, had a couple friends named Josh growing up. One of my best buds. Okay, and then what's your last name? Remington?
Remington.
Okay. Yeah. Kind of assume that one. Right, and then what's the business email address? I'm going to send you everything in writing as well as an invoice receipt because this is considered a business expense. You'll be able to write it off on your taxes and get it back.
Okay.
So what's the business email?
My email is Remington Construction. RemingtonConstruction22@gmail.com.
Okay. Confirm. Right, and that came back as valid. And then did you get those two text messages that I sent to you?
Hold on, let me look. Yes, I did.
Okay, perfect. And then you can only have one phone number as the primary line of contact for Remington Construction LLC. Did you want to use this phone number that we're on?
Yes.
Okay, so 609-464-8548?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Go ahead and update. And then how do you want the hours of operation for the business listed?
You can do 7 in the morning to, I guess I'll do 7 at night.
Okay, 7 to 7. And then are you going Monday through Friday, or do you work the weekends as well?
Yeah, I work the weekends, Monday through Saturday.
Okay. And we'll go Sunday closed?
Yeah, yeah.
I can put it by a point.
People want you at their house.
Yeah, obviously. But they might still want to talk. You know, that's why I could put by appointment only, so they could call you, but they can't expect you to actually work that day because it doesn't say that you're actually
able. Yeah, yeah, if you can do that, yeah, appointment only, yeah, that's fine because I can go out and do estimates on some days and stuff.
Yeah. Well, this is more so just saying, hey, you could call us and we could talk about it, but more than likely it's going to get pushed to Monday or the following day that week or a following day that week. And then can you accept cash, check, and card from your customers?
Yes.
Do you offer financing or split payments on larger jobs?
We do split payments.
Okay. First, middle, last, or first and last?
Yeah, we do. It depends on how big the job is. Sometimes we'll split it up to like 4 payments. We get a check when we start to buy all the material. Then we get a quarterway done. We get a smaller check, then halfway done. And then at the end, we get another check.
I'm happy you said that. I always have to explain that to guys. I'm like, look, just to cover your bases, always get at least the cost of the supplies and the products up front, because that way if they back out, it's not taken out of your pocket. I mean, it still take your time, and they need to still pay you for your time, but at least get that knocked out and out of the way. Don't go buying things with your own money.
Oh,
and
then, absolutely. Yeah. Cause some of the materials are $20,000-$30,000.
Yeah, I have a nice deck and a gazebo in my backyard. It's pretty awesome. That's where I go hide and watch football on the weekend.
Nice.
Yeah, it's Southern California, so even this time of the year, it's pretty nice. It doesn't really, it's always pretty sunny.
Oh yeah, I went to Vegas and we went to California and Grand Canyons like two years ago, and it was gorgeous there.
Yeah, such a trip, right? I love going. I love going to the Grand Canyon. I've been twice, and both times were just amazing. I remember I camped out there actually, close to Eagle's Landing. And yeah, it was really cool to just wake up. I had some instant coffee. It was like I opened the tent and we were right there, just overlooking the canyon. It was pretty awesome.
That's cool.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. Okay, so I have the business profile created. We will need to interview you. Okay, we're gonna do what's called a client interview. It's pretty easy. Okay, you don't have to hop on a computer or anything like that. They're just gonna ask you a lot of general knowledge information about your business, so that way we're representing you guys properly. So they're gonna ask about the services that you offer, so that way we can get your keywords set up. We give you 15 different keyword terms or phrases that you could be listed for at a time. So like decks or deck builder, that would just be its own keyword. Right, you get 15 different ones. So they'll interview you on that, and then they'll also go over the service area. Usually it covers about a 50-mile radius, but if there's like areas within that that you guys don't want to go to, then that's obviously a conversation you want to have there. We can kind of black it out so that way you're not getting calls from those areas or for those certain services. And then obviously they're going to want to pick your brain on the website. So it sounds kind of complicated, but it's really just like a questionnaire that they read off to you. There's about 32 questions in there. So we say it takes about 30 to 45 minutes, but we ask for an hour window to complete it. Is there a time today, you think? Or what's your schedule?
Yeah, no. I'm home all day today. My truck's in the shop getting the transmission put in it, so I'm home doing paperwork.
Perfect. You're going to cover so much ground today, though. It's going to probably be one of the most productive business days you've had to date. So I'm going to set the appointment between 12 and 1. Does that work?
Yeah, that's fine.
That's Eastern Standard Time, too. So it'd be about an hour and 15 minutes.
Okay.
All right. So let me go ahead. It's going to be with a separate technician, but I'm going to schedule the appointment now, and I'm going to send you a calendar invitation. So bear with me for just a moment.
Okay.
And then you're going to get an automated text message in like 15 minutes. They always send it like 1 hour before the appointment, just to confirm that it's still a good time for you. Kind of like a text reminder. Okay, so Josh. Boom. Okay, then where's that email? RemingtonConstruction22@gmail.com. And this is good too, because then I can confirm that the email's working. Oh yeah, this is definitely you though. I saw the logo pop up with the email. Okay, boom. That should be it right there. And then it should have the client interview technician and their name in there.
Yep, interview, local splash, yeah.
Okay, perfect. I saw there's a business card on there that you guys already had attached.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's what I would pretty much be using for my logo, is that?
No, that's perfect. I mean, we can get a site, put kind of like a red matching background, or make like a red and gray scheme that'll fit that. And then we'll have a portfolio in there as well. The sites are actually really nice. We try to make them look as nice as we can, but we also have these templates that Google tells us to use that have a responsive design for the iPhones, Androids, and tablets. Since 83% of searches done on Google are done on an iPhone or an Android. So they try to make sure that we have as nice of a site as we can, but they don't want it to have so much data on it that it takes forever to load on the phones. So it's actually like really clean, simple, like 5-page website.
Nice.
Yeah. All right, so got that set up. All right, so we have the client interview confirmed and your business profile created. Last thing we got to do is secure the listing to take it off the board. In terms of securing your first month's payment of the $249, Josh, how did you want to do that?
I'll just give you my debit card.
Okay.
Info.
Is it going to be under your name, the business name, or both?
No, I'll just do this one under my name.
Okay, so Joshua Remington. Is there any middle initial on the card?
J.
Okay. And is the billing address the same as the street address we're sending your PIN verification letter to?
Yes.
Tomo? Okay. All right, so on the front of that card, there are 16 digits. If you could read it 4 digits at a time from left to right, and then I'll repeat it back to you.
Okay. 4117.
4117.
7440.
7440.
Yep. 8231.
8231.
Yep. 5248.
5248. Okay, and the expiration date, month and year?
0527.
5 of 27, and then there should be a small 3-digit code on the back.
Yeah, 176.
176, okay. And then as an added form of protection for you before I authorize the transaction and secure the listing with your business, I do have to walk you through a voice verification recording. Okay, this is just going to outline the service agreement, and then we're going to send this to you in writing with your invoice receipt. Now, as I'm walking you through this, Josh, if I say something that you don't understand or you don't agree with, just stop me, okay? Just say, hey, John, what does that mean? You know, I could always rephrase it for you, but I want to make sure we're at a firm understanding before I authorize any kind of transaction, okay?
Okay.
All right. Okay, so you're on a recorded line. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification recording. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement with our company, Local Splash, and is also an added form of protection for you as the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state the name of your business?
Remington Construction.
Thank you. And your company is an LLC, correct?
Yes.
Okay, because we have it listed as Remington Construction LLC. And then I can remove the LLC if you didn't want it displayed, but it looks more professional in my opinion.
Yeah, no, I like that.
Okay. And then it says, please state your name and title within the business.
Joshua Remington, owner of Remington Construction.
Thank you. And can you please state, I already read that. Are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business today?
Yes.
Okay. And are you an authorized user on the billing of the account that you've provided today?
Yes.
Okay. So it says, to get results as fast as possible, Josh, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers?
Yes.
Okay. And in hiring Local Splash as your Google Certified Marketing Representative, do you agree to let us know about any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement with us?
Yes.
Okay. So we know what you're already doing.
So does that mean if I go to, like, open up any more advertising, I call you guys up and I'll let you guys know?
Yeah. Just politely decline and let them know you're working with Local Splash. They already know who we are. We're the highest rated Google partner in the industry. So you can politely just decline. Or if you're not sure, like if you're like, hey, maybe this is something that they're not already doing for me and I'm interested, just double check. I just want to make sure that you're not like paying for something that we're already doing for you or duplicating any of the listings, because that'll cause a discrepancy with Google. We have to go in there and actually fix that. If I don't know what you did or it's not allowing me to like get rid of that profile, then just kind of causes a headache and I'm blowing you up. So just double check.
Yeah. All right. Okay.
Yeah, but anything you have already right now, we're already aware of. So, I don't think a month or two from now you're going to still be doing Home Advisor, but if you want to keep running that platform, you can. We're not telling you you have to cancel it.
Okay.
Okay. And then it says, the initial term of your service agreement is 1 month. We do recommend that you give it at least 2 months when you first sign up for the services. But you're only paying for 1 month at a time. It's a month-to-month service. You're not bound to any kind of long-term contract. It says, your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. It's October 19th of 2022. It's going to be in the very discounted amount of $249. I marked the pricing down by 50% as part of a new in business credit. We've included the .com website for you at no additional charge, and I've waived all setup fees that are affiliated with the campaign as well. So when the term is completed, or the first month is completed, the agreement's going to automatically renew each month after that on the 19th day in the discounted amount of $249. So I gave you that discount, like, indefinitely. It's normally, the package is advertised on our website at $499. You get it for $249 as long as you're with us on a month-to-month basis. Okay? So that should save you some good money, especially if you wind up leaving the Home Advisor thing and then, you know, we get comfortable enough to, I don't know if it's your buddy that you said you hired to do the marketing in-house, but You're gonna get
he's my carpenter, and like what I have with Angie leads is like, cause I work up north, and with Angie leads, I'm getting all the quests where I live. So he lives by me, so pretty much I hired him to do all my carpenter work and deal with the homeowners from Angie leads and just give me a percentage of all the profits.
Yeah, you're subcontracting to him basically.
Yeah, pretty much.
Gotcha. Well, this is going to give you a lot of transparency. Like, we have an app I'm going to get you access to here in just a second. Or actually, at the end of your client interview, they'll send you the login credentials and a YouTube video on how to use it. It's pretty easy. Like, you could download it to your phone, and it allows you to see everything, like all the leads, the calls that we're getting for you. Like, if you miss them, you could go back and call them back, requesting reviews, all that stuff. So it should make your life a lot simpler where you don't actually have to hire like a secretary to answer the phones or kind of oversee, unless you're in that situation where it's like you're getting them and you can't actually go out. But at that point, you could still close them over the phone and just send them to that guy, I guess.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. And then it says, you may discontinue or cancel your agreement at any time. There's no cancellation fee or penalty or anything like that. If you are going to cancel, we just want you to let us know before the next billing is due, so that way we could stop your billing cycle. And then it asks if you agree to the renewal and cancellation terms.
Okay. Yes.
Okay. Oh, your card came back as suspected for fraud.
Probably because it doesn't know that it's my personal account. Hold on, let me log on to it real quick.
Oh, yeah, I think you have to authorize the transaction. I have that.
Yeah.
Through Schools First Credit Union, they do that. Okay, then while you're doing that, there is a security question. This is in case anybody from our company contacts you, you're going to want to obviously ask the security question. They'll make sure that they have that available. And then if you call in, they're also going to ask you the security question before they make any changes. Okay.
Okay.
You have three options for the security question. It could be your mother's maiden name, it could be the city that you were born in, or your first pet's name.
I guess I'll do my mom's name.
Okay. What was your mother's maiden name?
Beverly Lovelum.
Lovelum?
Yeah, I honestly don't know how to spell it.
Okay. Let me see if I can do that. So while you're approving that, I will check on
it. It should be good. I did it already.
Okay. I have to reprocess it, though, so give me just a moment while I verify this last name. Lovelum. Is it L-O-V-E-L-U-M?
Yeah, that sounds close enough.
Okay. I mean, as long as it sounds the way it's spelled when you call in, then they should approve it. There we go. Answers match. Save. Okay, and then let me go ahead and try to reprocess you.
Yeah.
All right, and then when this goes through, you're going to get some text messages. They're automated text messages. You're also going to get an email with an invoice receipt and an outline of the agreement in writing. But it looks like it cleared. That was interesting. It was just a security question. Our security, I don't know why it said suspected fraud, though.
I had purchases on my, from like a PlayStation and everything like that. It was saying that, yeah, it wasn't from
the PlayStation.
Yeah.
You're going to love
I've been buying a lot of games.
Yeah.
Big gamer, so.
No, I hear you. You're going to love it. I got the PS5, but I got a 6-year-old and he just kind of sits on it all day. The neighbor was trying to tell me, give me some peace of mind the other day, or peace of her mind the other day, because my son, like, you can hear him screaming F-bombs. He plays Call of Duty already, and he's only like 6. I know, it's like, it makes me feel like a bad parent, but they try to tell me I was like, yeah, stick it where the sun don't shine, because when I was growing up, I wish my dad would let me play with games like that. Like, I had the N64, I would play Star Fox.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah,
I had those kind of games like back in the day, but you know, our generation is a little bit different. Once Dreamcast and all the other like new systems came out, I didn't get them. I don't think I got another system after Nintendo 64 until like PS2 came out. So
same here.
So it was, I always wish my dad would let me, okay. So I got confirmation back on your account. Sorry, they're messaging me. I got a bunch of stuff popping up back here. This account has failed payment. No, that's the old message. Let me just delete. Okay, there we go. Yeah, so this account has approved payment. Client interview scheduled. Yep, you guys got 1 hour to notate the crap out of it and pull his keywords. They're like, okay. They were trying to deny the client interview because that first payment declined. So they got like a notification saying basically to like not do it, but they already had started working on it because I scheduled it. So I got to get them to jump back on there. Okay. So you should have a couple of text messages. There's a main one. It'll say, Joshua, thank you for choosing Local Splash.
Yep.
Okay, so there's a link in there. It'll say, like, please click here to accept the subscription terms.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, click on that, and then you'll find a full outline of the agreement in writing here. And then we also sent this to your email. So even though you're not binded to a contract, this is mostly because of the discounts that I applied. So this is going to have everything in black and white. It's going to have the discounted pricing structure, and then it's going to have, like, the cancellation policy, the billing date. At the bottom, it's going to ask you to authorize that you're a certified user on the billing of the account. So there's, like, a little box you have to check, and then you have to sign your first and last name. I think it might have the middle initial in there, too. It actually appears above. You have to sign it the same as it appears above. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, it put the middle initial in there because that's what your billing information says, Joshua J. Remington. People call you JR ever?
Well, no, because that's my cousin's name is JR, so.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Which is really funny considering his name's like Frank Remington. They're like, I don't know why we call you JR.
Well, is your uncle's name Frank?
He's a junior.
Yeah, JR is usually junior. Forget about that. That's interesting, though. I was thinking that. I was like, JR. I hate it when people call me Mr. Hill. I still haven't got over that because I'm so used to when I go out places that people say Mr. Hill. I hang out with my dad a lot because of the businesses. So I'm like, that's him. I'm 30. I'm still like, that's him, you know. My wife is Mrs. Hill. People say Mr. Hill, and I've drawn a blank. I don't even.
Now it says I have to put in my password and everything.
Yeah, so don't worry about that right now. At the end of your client interview, they're going to send you the login credentials, and then you could change it to whatever you like. They'll also send you that YouTube video that I mentioned earlier. It's about 7 minutes long, and it shows you how to use the tracking system. If you still find it difficult to use, like, don't worry. I'll still be here to assist you if you have questions, comments, or concerns. And then there's also a 24/7 customer service department. So pretty much any time of the day or night, you know, we'll be able to assist you with this campaign if you want to make changes or anything. So right now, though, the key things I just want you to focus on, these are, like, the key takeaway points. It's going to be client interview in an hour. The PIN verification letter that I mentioned earlier usually takes about 3 to 5 days to get in the mail when it comes from West Coast to East Coast, but there's a 5-digit number on the back of it that I need from you. So when you get that in the mail, you could call in, you could text it to me, you could email it to me, but just make sure we get that 5-digit number on the back of that postcard, and then you could throw it away or burn it, do whatever you want with it. And we only got to do that one time for as long as you own the business. So they're just verifying that you're actually out there. That's how you get that little red dot on the map there. And then photos and logo for your company website, if you could send those in as soon as possible.
Yeah,
I want to have
photos.
The website up and running by
Monday. Yeah, the photos at localsplash.com.
Yeah, send the logo and then any photos, like before and after shots of stuff that you guys have done in the past over so we could build that portfolio. I'm aiming to have the website up and running by Monday next week.
Okay.
All right. So that concludes our initial setup process. So thank you for signing up. You know, welcome aboard to the Local Splash team. It's going to be the best thing that you did for your business all year. Like I said, if you have any questions, comments, or concerns along the way, you know, don't hesitate to call. That's why we're here. We're basically just going to walk you through it until you feel comfortable, and then we'll take the training wheels off and let you do your thing.
All right. Sounds great. Thank you.
All right, Josh. Absolutely. You're welcome. I'll talk to you soon, okay? Look out for that client interview call.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye.